This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I want to talk to you about something. You know, in the military we call it mission creep, and I call this message creep. Yeah. So we have gotten into a zone now where some Democrats are saying it did in fact affect the election, but the facts don't necessarily support that, and you don't agree with that. Why are we, like, drifting into this, like, zone?
Well, I think you put your finger on it, Harris. The Democrats don't have a philosophy. It was clear with the working class and centrist vote for Donald Trump that they alienated everybody from the center to the right, and they're trying to come up with reasons, none of them good, to justify a loss that could have been avoided.
All right, so there's this letter that came out just a few hours ago, and it's to Senate Leader Mitch McConnell, Senator McConnell, and it's asking him to take a look at doing this deeper investigation, this deeper view. Why is that important?
Here's why. Because we are fighting a global battle with the Russians, the Chinese, over the Baltics, Europe, Syria, and indeed, they're hacking, the Russian hacking, of our government, our records, and indeed around the world. These are large issues. It's not just, and it shouldn't be just seen about the election. It should be seen about global geopolitics, where we are losing and the Russians are winning.
And what about our safety? I mean, that's one thing that hasn't been talked about. If the Russians actually did this, and it's looking like from 17 agencies from the CIA on that list, it's looking like that happened. Why make the issue about the election? Why not make it about protecting the American public?
Harris, you couldn't be more right. That's what I focus on. I wrote a book called Putin's Master Plan, where I focused on exactly that, the risk to America from what the Russians are doing. That's what this investigation should focus on, not the silly claim that the release of some emails changed the vote.
How concerned are you about Russia right now?
Extremely. I think Mitt Romney was right 4 years ago that it is our greatest geopolitical threat.
Did you think that 4 years ago?
I did. Well, I started writing a book about Russia and China then, and nothing that has happened subsequent has changed my view of the Russian threat to America.
Can I just...
Don't you like the sobriety of Doug Schoen? I like him a lot. I like his perspective. He's reasonable. Okay, he is a Democrat, so big deal, you know. But that's what I'm saying, you know, and why I've said, you know, the Democrats need to get on with it. They need to get their act together because we need everybody. This is the United States of America. We need everybody in the fight. To get lost in the noise and the ruckus of all this other stuff that matters so little in the grander picture of it all. This is why you said, you know, I'm surprised that, and the Republicans are a bit dysfunctional themselves in wanting to pick this up like it's their personal fight. It is not. They didn't do this. The Russians did this. They don't have anything to defend. And maybe there's more things that need to be known. And that's the thing that we're suggesting here. It's like in this world of espionage and cyber threats and all that, you think the Russians are the only ones doing this, or China? You don't think the United States is in on this too? You know, maybe that's what they're concerned about, is that, you know, we're going to open up the body and realize that, you know, this thing is metastasized all over the place.
We know that we're doing it.
Sure.
The NSA stuff came out a couple years back. It's not like they all of a sudden shut that down. They kept that going.
Of course.
So, you know, we're doing it. Mm-hmm. But again, we have to be on the same side. You can't be accusing the other side of saying that, you know, well, they let Russia do this. Right. They didn't.
Yeah. Or he invited, you know, Donald Trump invited them, you know, kind of deal when he was kind of, you know, joking. And it was clear he was joking. But, you know, this oversensitivity. And, of course, it's all to hide the fact that, you know, after it's all said and done, you got caught. You know, your hands were in the cookie jar. You did some things that weren't kosher. And, yeah, you're paying a political price for it. But the sooner you get over it, admit it, move on, then the sooner you'll be healed and you'll be able to be a contributor and not a detractor from that which is true and real.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, see what's that sound. Everybody look what's growing, gotta stop.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez back with you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Tis the season. It is to show some goodwill to your fellow man. We pray for peace on earth and that you get the best of this Christmas season 2016. The amazing Kreskin is going to be with us in just a moment. And his new book, Kreskin in Real Time, The Amazing Kreskin Breaks His Silence About Your Future and the Future of Our World, in that typical manner with his hands cuffed over his eyebrows, wrapped around his spectacles, in only the way that identifies and has branded this incredible and insightful individual who has entertained us for decades. He was on Carson many times. There's a picture in the back of the book with he and Carson. Did 105 TV shows with me. This is from Regis Philbin. Has written many books, but now comes something different and very important. This is his 20th book. It is a book of visions. He's written about what is happening in this crazy world we live in today. He's not just predicting things. He wants to tell you what he sees in the years, the decades, and the centuries to come. The reason we give Kreskin place is I believe that when somebody is consistent in his insights, some would say predictions. I think he's been, characterized in many different ways, but he considers himself to be a mentalist. He's world renowned, and he's going to be sharing his New Year's insights with us in just a moment. But it is amazing. You know, I remember as a little kid, you know, watching him on the Carson show and the things that he would do. Even at times, I mean, he would offer up whatever his payment was for that show if he couldn't find the envelope. Remember that? And you know, if he couldn't find the envelope, then that would be you know, he would lose. I think he's missed it on several occasions. But for the most part, whenever he's done this, you know. He's found the envelope, no matter where they've hidden it. So most incredible. But the stories abound when you talk about Kreskin. And the reason, again, that I believe that we give him place is because he's been right. And as opposed to so many people who are given place and they are so wrong time and again, I go, why are they giving people place like this? But right now, we're happy to give the amazing Kreskin time and place because of his insight. Kreskin, always good to have you with us. How you doing? Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
I am good. Bill, I'm good. It's good. It's good to talk to you again. And this is not, by the way, this is not really meant as a cliffhanger, but I've decided to release this information just a few days after Christmas. And the people I've worked with in radio you'd be amongst the first. So if you folks contact me in 3 or 4 days, I'm not giving any hints. It's an experience that's happened in the past weeks mm-hmm. that no one would have ever predicted would have taken place. So is that not a cliffhanger? But that's after Christmas to celebrate, I'll tell you.
Well, we'll do that.
It's good to talk to you. And the last time we talked was after the election situation.
Yes.
That was a crazy time, wasn't it, Bill?
It was a crazy time, and the crazy times continue because there's so much that people are wondering about. You know, Kreskin, I've often said, and we say this on the show repeatedly, it almost sounds like a mantra,
yeah.
In the absence of fact, opinion rules, and heaven knows there's all kinds of opinions running all over the place.
Bill, you said something, and I've been quoted in the way I phrased, although it's been said in many ways, but there's more fiction on the internet than there is in the New York Public Library.
Mm, yes.
And to be able to sift through it today the problem is the demands of news stations and the proliferation of them is such that news has to be filled 24 hours a day. And a lot of times, as Bill, you understand, it's not the most accurate capturing of the news when it takes place. I have to tell you, I'm going to tell you a story, which I'm being interviewed in depth on some of my analysis of how communication seems to be taking place around the world with our proliferation and, you know, internet and what have you. Mm-hmm. Let me let you in on an insight of something. When I was early in my career, in my 20s, I started to get to know people in broadcasting here in the East Coast in New York and what have you. And they would call me every once in a while. Because, Bill, they'd get a call and say, oh, Kreskin, by the way, where do you see the story? It's Thursday. I said, well, what's this one about? They got a call from a group that's going to actively protest over some kind of issue. And don't you know how many times, if you knew how many times various groups would call the stations to find out their schedule. Well, tomorrow we're covering this incident outside of the city and what have you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So the protest didn't happen quite at that time. If we think that all these things with crowds of people are spontaneous, and you know, Bill, that just is not the case.
Right, right. Well, especially, you know, we know with the technology, to your point, the technology has advanced in such a way that, you know, they can instantaneously instant message people and bring people together, whether it's at Grand Central or across from Trump Tower or wherever they want to.
That's right.
Wherever they want
to
be.
No matter where it is, they can. And it is rarely, believe me when I say this, it is rarely a surprise to the media people and what have you. By the way, I'm getting a kick out of because I talked about this perhaps with you the last time we spoke, but I talked about this as coming on soon as a result of the the $15 minimum wage.
Yes. If
you walk into the Newark airport, and by the way, I predicted this a year ago, and so. But if you walk into Newark Airport, and I get calls from broadcasters and from media people who say, oh, my God, Chris, can I see what you mean? Go into Newark Airport and go to a restaurant. You'll find it's empty.
Yes.
Of waiters and waitresses.
Right. It's so all on a pad, on an iPad now.
All on a pad in front
yeah.
of you.
Yeah.
And now in New York, that's happening in some major restaurants as other restaurants are closing down. Mm-hmm. So the bottom line is, the political people have seen through and are going to give our people, and they deserve the best that they can be, reach for a salary, except there'll be less jobs. And oh,
yeah.
By the way, it's already started in the Middle East. Already started. I don't know where it will start here in the United States, but it's destined to happen. The casinos now, you have in certain parts of the world, automatons that are now dealing hands, poker hands and blackjack hands.
Wow.
And that's going to start in the United States sometime in the future. So we're getting what we're asking for, but there is a price to pay. And by
exactly.
the way, any of you, and I'm not knocking a person getting the best salary they can, but you folks listening in, you young folks that I see in universities and what have you, that want to go into show business and so forth, If you're thinking of demanding as a showman, a performer, a minimum wage, get your ass out of the business. You may have to work for nothing. When I was in grade school performing and in junior high and high school, I was getting big money, $5 a performance. But I had to prove myself because that's the way show business is. And you know what I mean
exactly
when I warn people. And I don't mean to denigrate that people should not be well paid. But we got to look at the facts of life. Some companies and some places cannot afford the highest fee, even if they're putting on performances in theaters or what have you. The other thing that I predict that I think is going to be...
Okay, I'll tell you what, I'm going to pause you right there, Kreskin. I need to pause you right there for just a second because we got to go to break. I will say this just before we do go to break, Kreskin, is that I've never been a minimum wage kind of guy. I'm an advocate for maximum wage, and that's what you're saying too. And we'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. We're talking with the amazing one. Kreskin is with us on Bill Martinez Live, 15 minutes after right now.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container, and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, the principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
And now, three recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 02, the financial crisis of 08, the flash crash of 2010. It's not if, but when. What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts, even 401k. Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.
listening to Bill Martinez live.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
While the merry bells keep ringing, happy holidays to you.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Happy holidays.
It's all about you, America. Why not? 3 hours coming at you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. 19 after the top of the hour. We're visiting with the amazing Kreskin, his brand new book, In Real Time. The amazing one breaks his silence about your future and the future of our world. And before the break, we were talking about the opportunities within, you know, the labor field that I believe are on the horizon. Kreskin, go ahead and finish your thought there.
Bill, I want to share something with you because I spend so much time with college audiences. Although, as you can understand, this particular month, you can't look on my schedule to see the public shows because I have more private event, you know, parties, banquets that are being put together by heads of companies. And just Sunday night, just so you'll find this intriguing, Sunday night was a gentleman who invited his, he owned a company, invited his family and rented a whole part of a country club in Montclair, New Jersey. Mm-hmm. And one of the subjects I had on stage was a gentleman in law enforcement, as a result of which they just contacted me yesterday. I'm being called in on a murder case. It's the second time in 4 weeks now that this has happened. I you don't hear me talk about this very much, but I've been involved in 84 crime cases in my career. Mm. And one of the can I relate to you a dramatic incident regarding one of the cases?
Yes, please.
I was in the Midwest a few months ago, and this is not where the case took place. And it was a large theater, and I asked for, I pointed to a gentleman in the audience. I said, "Would you come up on? We don't know each other." He said, "Well, we have." And I said, "What do you mean? Have I known you?" He says, 30 years. I said, "No, please, sir. See me after the program during the meet and greet. But how do I know you?" He says, "I was hit by a car and thrown seven, and I stopped." I said, "Would you come up on stage, please, sir? I haven't seen you for many years." It turns out in the town of Caldwell, New Jersey, some 30 years ago, he was hit by a hit-and-run car, thrown like 20, 30 feet. He was pronounced dead. The car took off and so forth. The police came to me. Fortunately, there was signs of life. You meet him today, he looks damn healthy. Wow. Three police officers came to me, and they say, "Kreskin, we have, we'd like you to work on this case. We have three witnesses. One of them's hysterical, but it's three women that saw the incident." I said, "Well, let me see what I can do, because I don't look into the future. I don't look into some object and say, this is the vibrations. I have to work with people's unconscious thinking." Mm-hmm. Well, I couldn't work with one of the women. I worked with two of them. I could not get them to recall a full license, but finally, the scene was so live as I was causing them to hallucinate it, that one put the first few numbers together, the other put the last few numbers, and the next day they got the car, it was stolen, it was in Connecticut, and they got the person, the hit and run person. But that's not where the story ends. A few weeks later, one of the three policemen and my brother, who was a policeman in another part of New Jersey, come to my house, and my brother says to me, he says, "This gentleman wants to talk to you." I said, "Hey, you were on the hit-and-run case." He said, "Yeah, Kreskin, we saw that," and so forth. I said, "Is there anything that I can do for you?" He said, "Remember 3 months ago, we sent this heavyset man to you, and he had a lot of information regarding a number of crimes, but you couldn't seem to work with him." I said, "Yeah, I didn't mean to offend him, but I couldn't seem to tap in. I couldn't break through, and what have I, to send him away."
Mm-hmm.
They said, "Kreskin, it's a good thing probably a good thing you did." I said, "What do you mean?" That was the man who was the hit-and-run person who hit these people.
Oh, wow.
And we found out he's one of the heads of the mafia here in Essex County, New Jersey.
Wow.
So can you imagine, had I worked with him and somehow unearth information that maybe they would feel should not have been unearthed the most.
Exactly.
So the stories I could tell you are kind of crazy.
Yeah, knowledge can be power in many ways, and sometimes unintended, right, Kreskin?
Oh, yeah. Mm. Sometimes unintentionally and not meant to be. This is why, by the way, when people see me on television, if you saw me in a a live concert. I don't do this. Sometimes you'll see me pull the ear, my right ear, and it's not, I'm not imitating the actress, remember? Who,
right. Carol Burnett.
But anyway, who always kids me about it and so forth. But I'm signaling the director, I can't continue with this person. The thought patterns, I think, are too personal or issues or what have you. Right. In Indiana, one night at a nightclub, I stopped the show three quarters through, and the manager came back, Bob Cates, and said something wrong. I said, yes, that last lady who you saw on, in the audience, have her come back, get a priest. They brought her back. She planned to commit suicide. Mm. And most suicides are crying for help.
Yes.
And while I was reading her thoughts, I unearthed this. I got, the priest came. I said, promise you'll see him for a week and so forth, 2 weeks. She says, I will, I will. 6, 7, 8 years later, here in New Jersey, I'm doing a fundraiser in a carpet company on Sunday morning where they charge a pretty high fee, but the money was going to charity. At the end of the event, a lady comes forward and hugs me. She says, remember me in Indianapolis 8 years ago. Small world, isn't it now?
Does that make you feel like it was all worthwhile, what you've been doing?
Yes.
When you have moments that? I mean, this is real people, real lives. I mean, this is amazing.
And these people, you know, I could not, by the way, I could not, no matter what the offer, work full-time using my abilities in criminal investigations and so forth, because when you start getting involved in crimes that have involved children, it's just, I couldn't handle it. It gets so personally, I've had to be involved in kidnap and murder cases and what have you. Mm. And you know, I just wouldn't have the stamina. But 84 cases through the years, wow. It's been a dramatic life I've had, I'll tell you. And then to go on, by the way, I started to say something because, so much of my audiences are university students and what have you. Hear me what I'm saying, this, you guys and gals. You know, after the election, when Donald Trump was elected and so forth, and a couple of the colleges, high-quality colleges, some of the students needed to take off and they couldn't do the exam and what have you and so forth. And I want you young people to listen to me, hear me. I don't care what your political position is, but for God's sakes. I was going to college when there was a Second World War. I was in a grade school when Pearl Harbor took place. Do you think, and I have news for you folks, that those of you in one of the classes where you did take off and didn't take your exam, that list of names is no longer just in the college hands. Do you think a person who runs a business who wants to hire somebody who, because of the stress of an election, could not take an exam, do you think they would want to consider that for a job that maybe has stress, has quick changes of position, and readiness to follow through? Do you understand? Do you hear, Bill, the
yes.
message I'm trying to get across?
Exactly. Well, real quick here, Chris, we've got a minute and a half left here.
No,
that's okay. But that's okay. I appreciate the time that you do give us. But very quickly, what do you see relevant to this in terms of an era of big dreams? I see big dreams on the horizon.
You know, you said something wonderful, and I just was quoted yesterday. I said, listen, folks, I don't care what your age, and you young people have ambitions, whether it's in business, show business, even in politics, what have you. Just remember this. You cannot fulfill a dream unless you first of all dream.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly.
And too often, because of the cell phone and the quick time we spend and the quick, we're not stopping and going back and reflecting and just visualizing and picturing our dreams. I knew what I wanted to do when I was 5 years old. I was already starting when 9 and 10 years old, and I have fulfilled, but it didn't happen spontaneously. These are dreams, and you read the lives, and I've read over 100 biographies of entrepreneurs. They all, now the dreams may not all come in the way you expect them to, but you got to be prepared to adapt.
And exactly.
Boy, you said dreams. Boy, you hit a very key point. And by the way, Bill, amongst the dreams, I believe, Bill, in the next couple of years, you're going to find some young people who running for office or been in business who will decide in their state to run for office.
Exactly. Well, Creskin, we're out of time, sadly, but next week we'll come back and we're going to talk about what you've left us on the edge of our seats over. 28 after the top of the hour right now.
This special report is brought to you by Shriners Hospitals for Children. There may be no place like home for the holidays, but with more cooking, open flames, and live Christmas trees, your home is also at a higher risk for fires during this time of the year. According to a new survey conducted by Shriners Hospitals for Children, many Americans may be adding to the danger by not taking some of the simplest safety precautions. For example, less than half of those surveyed water their Christmas trees daily, a key step to keep them safe. A quarter of respondents say they leave lit candles unattended, a common cause of home fires. And nearly 30% do not turn pot handles to the back of the stove to keep them out of a child's reach. Shriners Hospitals for Children, a leader in pediatric burn care for decades, is urging families to visit beburnaware.org to learn how they can reduce the risk of fires and burns this holiday season. For more resources and tips, visit beburnaware.org.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room.
Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let us see the King.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, jazzing you up a little bit for the holidays. Why not, huh? It's 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here with us. Jeff Kemp, quarterback in the NFL for 11 years, playing for the Rams, 49ers, the Seahawks, the Eagles. He and his father, Jack Kemp, as you'll recall, were the first father-son quarterbacks in NFL history. Today, Jeff speaks at community events, churches, men's and marriage conferences, business conferences, prayer breakfasts. He speaks here even on Bill Martinez Live in 2012. Jeff joined Family Life as a vice president networking and speaking on how to strengthen families. Jeff Kemp, always good to have you with us. Merry Christmas. How you doing?
Bill, I'm good. Merry Christmas, man. You know, I was just thinking this morning about Jesus and what he's done.
Yeah.
And that gives us a kind of a brighter light in our face, and there ought to be a smile. And there's a lot of hardship and difficulty at Christmas time. As you think about family hardships and things, but if you think about what Jesus did and how much he loved us, then there's a source of light and hope for all of us.
Well, and this is, you know, what we miss sometimes in the commercialism of Christmas, and how, you know, just in our lifetimes, Jeff, how we've seen Christmas evolve and, you know, become so heavily commercialized, and we miss, in the process, the original gift giver with the best gift ever given to humanity.
Well, you know, we can't wait for society to guide us to the deepest spiritual truth.
Mm-hmm.
We need to make that journey ourselves every day.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it's good to start your day with gratitude and say, okay, God, what can I be thankful for? Even if I got up today, be thankful for that. I have a roof over my head. There's hot water in this tank in my house. I took a shower. But then if you think big, you know what? I'm going to live forever someday.
Yes.
When this body dies, I'm gonna live forever. And because Jesus came to earth, died on the cross, rose from the dead, and did it for me, took my sin upon the cross, I'm forgiven.
Yes.
I have love. I have hope. I'm gonna live forever.
Mm-hmm.
That's the bigger picture. We need to be reading the Bible. We need to be talking to God. We need to be saying thank you. We need to celebrate what Christmas is all about. Even if, you know, I don't expect Macy's or Apple or someone else to guide me to the reason for the season. I'm going to guide myself and my own kids to it.
You know, Jeff, I'm glad you brought that out, that it is a personal decision. And, you know, sometimes people, you know, get, you know, a little uncomfortable and maybe a lot uncomfortable, and that's okay, you know, but that's a personal issue. And sometimes, you know, I think what God has shown me in this past year is that people end up self-indicting themselves. You know, we just give them the time. Just let them go there. It's kind of like they're drowning. You don't want to go and save them right away. You know, the lifeguards will tell you otherwise you're going to be drowned. You know, they're going to drown you with them. You know, take the time. Let them, you know, when they're struggling for the right thing. They're like that, you know, that caterpillar in the cocoon fighting its way out to grow, you know, to grow wings and to be able to fly in a very grand and majestic sort of way as designed by our Creator. But it is a personal thing and not one necessarily that we're going to impose on somebody. We can tell the story like the blind man. You know, it's our personal story, right?
I think what you're talking about is there's a lot of folks who maybe don't want to turn to God, aren't that interested in the Jesus story. Mm-hmm. Church doesn't show much interest in them right now, or maybe they're kind of turned off. And we could go overboard and we could try to just say, hey, you need God, you need Jesus, you know, read the Bible, come to church with me. We could push too hard when they're not ready.
Exactly.
Like the soil isn't ready for the seed. By the same token, for us to pull away and never say anything and treat our faith as if it's completely private with no impact on others, that would be unloving, because someone shared their faith with us, and the greatest thing we could ever do for someone is let them know that Jesus loves them. There's an answer. The Bible's true. You're a soul, not just a body. But if we treat them really well at work, if we treat them really kindly, if we, you know, take them a plate of cookies, if we pay attention to them and listen to them, we ask them some questions about their life, when the time is right, I think, as you said, they will ask for help because they know you care about them.
Exactly.
So I think we don't need to push ourselves on people, but we also need to be in their lives in a friendly way. So when they have a spiritual need, they'll turn to us and say, how come you're getting through this thing? I know you lost your dad this year, or you got cancer, or you lost your job, but you still seem to have hope. Where's that come from?
Then exactly.
We can tell them about the hope that we have, which is Christ.
That's right. Amen. I want to talk about your latest episode. We've enjoyed, Jeff, over, I guess it's been almost a couple of years now that you and I have connected on the radio to talk about facing the blitz. And this last one especially, I mean, they're all very touching. And what they spur, you know, and how it touches us all, this last one particularly got to me was how mutually grieving over lost sons becomes a catalyst for friendship. And, you know, we're talking about relationships and bridge building into each other's lives. And of all things, something like this, bringing people together.
Yeah, I'll tell the quick story that a family had a son who'd been struggling with some personality and chemical vulnerabilities and had some drug dependencies and difficulties. And he'd gone away for treatment. It was doing better, came home, hung out with a friend of his. And I guess there was like a party or something. This son didn't want to drive, and his buddy talked him into giving him the keys, and his buddy said, jump in the car, let's drive. And the buddy was driving. I think he was drunk, and crashed the car and killed both himself, the driver, and this young man that had been trying to not fall into drugs again. Right. And his parents were just so grieved at the loss of their son, and they could have been very angry at the boy who had taken the car and crashed it, killing them both. But instead, the mom of the son that had been trying to recover from his alcohol challenges and drug problems reached out to the other grieving mom of the boy who had driven the car that night. And just in trying to comfort her, two moms that had lost their sons built a friendship, and a friendship that eventually led the other woman to know Jesus, which she didn't know before this crisis. And so in grieving their sons, rather than being mad at the other family, she built a bridge, which led the other family to know God, and then they became friends. And that's God's way, to hold anger, to hold bitterness, to hold vengeance, to want to have retribution on people that do things wrong to us, will never heal us.
Yes.
It will never heal us. Mm-hmm. And we may miss out on the chance that we have to guide them to God's healing and even to gain a friend, which is what happened in this case.
You know, Jeff, you hear this story and it touches you. And I think about the people who didn't have access to a bridge, that didn't have, didn't experience God's grace and mercy. And it makes me sad to think of that as a lost opportunity. But these are opportunities that come up. It's what you write about in your book, the blitzes of life, those things that just come with life. And if we're, you know, if we want to hold on to, you know, our own rights instead of holding on to the cross, then we don't build the bridges and we miss out on these opportunities.
Yeah, you know, think of that hurting mom that had lost her son because some other kid is driving drunk and crashes the car. Yeah. In many cases, that mom would just stay angry at the other family. In some cases, they'd lash out at the other mom. In most cases, they'd probably just pull away and never talk to them again. But in a different manner, this mom reached out in compassion and mutual grief. And in building that bridge, because she had enough God in her to carry her through her pain, she was able to show compassion to the other person. That's exactly the situation we're talking about at the beginning of this call. She didn't push Jesus on the lady. She just pushed relationship. And relationship led to concern, and concern led to questions, and that led her to share Christ, and the other woman found the Lord.
To the eternal significance of life and what it's all about. Jeff Kemp, thank you so much. Jeff, where can people go and join up and subscribe to the Facing the Blitz? That way they can be in the flow of the know of what's going on.
Yeah, just go to facingtheblitz.com and sign up for Facing Your Blitz, and send it to friends. I mean, this is encouraging
Amen.
A lot of
yeah.
people.
That's
first
it, exactly.
On Facebook or you know, tweet it out or something. Bless everyone. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Jeff Kemp. Appreciate it. Jeff Kemp on Bill Martinez Live. 18 minutes right now before the top of the hour.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home design and DIY experts Ben and Aaron Napier. Holiday decor goes beyond what meets the eye. Embrace the sense of the season in your home with this simple tip.
We love to fill our home with the warm, comforting scents of the holidays by making our own potpourri. It's so easy. To create the perfect holiday aroma, simply fill a saucepan with water and simmer fruit like cranberries and oranges with spices such as cinnamon and nutmeg.
Even better, all of these ingredients can be found at grocery stores and wholesale clubs. And with our Bank America Cash Rewards credit card, we earn 2% cash back. We can also earn 3% cash back on gas for the first $2,500 in combined grocery, wholesale club, and gas purchases each quarter, and 1% on all other purchases.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
How would you like to pay less taxes? Listen, there are two things every American's going to do in their lifetime: die and pay taxes. If you want to live longer, exercise and eat right. We really can't help you much there. But we can help you pay less taxes. If the IRS claims you owe them 10 grand or more in back taxes, you've got two choices. First, you pay them exactly what they want. Wrong answer. Second choice, you call my friends at the Tax Relief Line. They'll call the IRS for you and help you pay less, in some cases, a lot less. They have a track record of saving their clients thousands of dollars. Listen, if you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, call now and see how much we can save you. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. That's 866-657-8520.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing PIX Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with PIX and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PIXWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick PIX and get connected today.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen, but do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, you live.
You know, I love this time of year because you get to remember, songs like this from, one of our most favorite cowboys, Gene Autry, huh? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, welcome back. It's 14 before the top of the hour. Merry Christmas to you. Bob Waliszewski with us. Focus on the Family's Director of Media and Culture, Director of Focus's Plugged In Department. Robert, Merry Christmas. How you doing?
Merry Christmas, Bill. It's hard to believe we're less than a week away to Christmas Day, but here we are.
Yeah, here we are.
December, countdown.
I got to tell you, excited. Had a chance, fought the crowds, was able to get even find way to the popcorn stand, so I got a little bit of popcorn to enjoy Rogue One. You were exactly spot on. What a great movie! I thought it was really good.
Yeah, and it did incredibly well.
Mm-hmm.
Over
you
the
think?
Weekend, 155 million, but it didn't do incredibly well compared to last year's Force Awakens. Mm-hmm. Now, Force Awakens made 247 million over the same period, so almost 100 million more.
Mm-hmm.
Rogue One now is the 12th biggest opening of all time, the third biggest of this year. It's not even the biggest opening of this year. Captain America beat it, and Batman versus Superman beat it.
Mm-hmm.
So, no one's at the Mouse House is crying today. That's
exactly.
Sure.
Yeah. No, it was a big number. I think it's well done. I mean, for those Star Wars purists that said it didn't necessarily have the total fingerprint of one George Lucas taken over by Disney, I thought they did it justice, all in all.
I did too. In 1977, when the very first Star Wars film came out, I call it number one. Mm-hmm. Some people call it number four because right. they count the prequels in order. But let's just say the very first release, mm-hmm. the Death Star was destroyed. The Rebel forces had the plans. But in that film, we didn't learn how the Rebel forces got those plans.
Right.
In this film, the new one, Rogue One, is all about how they got those plans.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just kind of a, oh, okay, here's, we'll stick that story in,
yeah.
and that backstory added a lot to the Star Wars, just the cinematography world that's been created by Lucas, and Disney continues that story going. So
the way it was convoluted, Bob, you kind of sense that Lucas maybe a bit like the rest of us, a little ADD or something. I mean, it's like, I don't know, you know?
When Jar Jar Binks came into the storyline, I do think he showed a little bit of the rest of it. You know, the fans have loved Star Wars and almost forgave Lucas for that.
Right.
But there were a lot of people that kind of rolled their eyes and go, we don't like that character. Please don't put him in ever again.
Yeah.
And he was pretty aggravating, to be honest. He was put in for comic relief. I get it.
Yeah.
But he probably had too much.
He probably had too much screen time. You know, less would have been, you know, would have been plenty. You know, it's more was you started reaching diminishing returns. But I like Jar Jar Binks. I thought it was. But you're right. He got a bit annoying. But you know, such as the characters. But he lives on. Collateral Beauty. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, I did. It came out Friday as well. I can't imagine a studio wanting to release a film against Rogue One, but nevertheless, they did. And actually, it probably did as good as one could expect for going up against Rogue One. Probably part of the reason it made $7 million.
Mm-hmm.
It was on 3,000 screens, though, so it's not a great per average. But the $7 million had probably a lot to do with people who went to Rogue One and it was sold out. Unlike you that got in, a lot of people didn't get in, and maybe they looked up at the marquee and went, okay, what else do we go to?
They already saw Moana, they figure, okay, let's try this out, you know.
Yeah. Anyways, a little bit about Collateral Beauty. I describe Collateral Beauty as a Touched by an Angel episode without God being part of the equation. And I don't mean that in a negative. I just mean that the writer just didn't go there. So essentially, Will Smith's character is a very troubled dad dealing with the severe grief of his daughter. And then getting to a better place and how he gets to a better place, by the end of the film. We gave it the same family friendly score as we gave Rogue One, which is a 3.5. It's a good score. We knocked it down for different reasons. This one gets knocked down for a little bit of harsh language and what I would call, some strange theology maybe or lack thereof. Of theology. It's very different than if Martha Williamson of Touched by an Angel had written the script. You would have had a different slant.
Right.
Doesn't make it wrong. It just means that there's probably a few theological issues that you probably want to touch on and think about if you go see Collateral Beauty.
Bob, when you consider though that, and I still maintain the majority of Americans, you know, whether or not they want to talk openly about, you know, things of God and that sort of thing, I think put them in the foxholes of life, in these situations of life and death, and they're at that crossroads. Unless I'm missing something dramatically, I believe that there is still that bridge into their hearts, into their very depths of who they are, that connects them with the Father and causes them to reach out to God. Right, exactly.
9/11. It was very short-lived, but for a while, it was like the entire United States of America was talking about, hey, the towers have fallen. Let's be praying for the families. Let's be praying for God's protection on our country. I mean, prayer, 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 God, 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 God. And it was nice while it lasted. I mean, if you're going to go through a major tragedy like that, at least we're turning to the right but it didn't last very long.
Well,
you know,
and the reason being, Bob, you know, my opinion on that, and some people want to blame the churches, but it was a combination. I think the churches in part. The other part was our leaders. Our leaders, unbeknownst, I mean, they repeated. It was amazing to me. They embraced Isaiah 9, the defiance of Israel. When Israel was attacked, their same attitude was that they didn't look to God. They looked to themselves and said, hey, look, if we built it better, if we had higher walls, we'd be better protected. And that was the leadership. That was the politically correct response to something that people were devastated over. And what happened is people's opinions and perspectives was formed by the leadership of the time that led them to believe it had nothing to do with God or any kind of judgment that America deserved or anything, which is a whole nother conversation. And they stepped away from the spiritual significance. And that's why the spiritual genesis potential of that occurrence, basically was aborted.
Well, we can only hope and pray that as we continue in time, we have a new administration coming next year, mm-hmm. that maybe the goodness of the Lord will bring repentance. Mm-hmm. The Bible says it happens that way.
Right.
And maybe right now with a stock market that's doing better, with jobs that are being added, with new optimism, maybe there's another way around. Mm-hmm. It doesn't always have to be tragedy to bring us to God. That does work. Right. But sometimes it's the goodness, and whatever it takes, we are a country in desperate need to follow the God who created us and saved us in us, for sure. So,
and it really gives us the reason for the season here, Bob. You know, we just had a conversation with Jeff Kemp, former NFL quarterback.
Oh, yeah.
And enjoyed his time. And we talked about this is a personal issue. And again, you know, this what this conversation comes back to, and it's recycling that this is a personal issue. This is not something that's done corporately. It's one-on-one. It's between you and your God and what you determine that to be as a personal search. God says knock and seek and you'll find. And I think that people are starting to knock and seek because of the things that are happening. Yes, there's some encouragement around the horizon, but God forbid that it would be like the, the history of the nations that with prosperity became a disconnect from God. And then they find themselves enslaved all over again. And then we got to go through all this stuff that we've gone through, this misery. And misery, you know, I mean, it could have been a lot worse, no doubt. Hey, there's some opportunity here, and, you know, I've referred to it as a Nineveh moment. If you remember the nation of Nineveh, after they got the message from the prophet, they repented.
They did.
And they
and
were given 100.
Jonah didn't
want
to go.
No,
He was like, I don't want to go. I don't want to. But glad he went because it actually worked.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
Know, probably the only time we know in the history where it really made a major, well, I shouldn't say that. I mean, when the Wesleys preached and we had a revival in
the Azusa,
our own country.
The Azusa revivals that went on.
Azusa, yes. Absolutely.
Exactly.
Hey, a couple things I'd like our listeners to know.
Yeah.
Wednesday of this week, right before Christmas, we've got several films coming out, several on Christmas Day. Mm-hmm. If they want reviews, always keep in mind, Plugged In is there for them. We have Assassin's Creed coming out Wednesday, Passengers coming out Wednesday. I see it tonight. Sing comes out Wednesday. We have Why Him, which I can't imagine will like, coming out on, I believe, Christmas Day. No, this Friday. Monster Calls in a few markets, and then Silence in a few markets. Then most of it will be a big release in January.
Yeah. So a lot in the offing on the big screen. And, of course, hey, it's always fun this time of year, too, to go back down memory lane and revisit some of the old classic Christmas movies as well, right? What's your favorite?
Well, you know, if I had to pick a favorite, it's probably what everybody else picks, A Wonderful Life. It's just that kind of classic.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag
and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
Did you know your